Hey, nerds. We understand you. Drop those controllers. Lose the wizard hat. And ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to another edition of, okay, so enter circle, 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 R1, L2, L1, triangle, circle, triangle. I'm not going to tell you what game. DK Podcast Gaming, I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad.
Hey, what good is a cheat code if you got to at least figure it out from there? It's a PS2 game, I'll give you that.
Oh, well, I can't play it anyway.
Yeah. Big thank you to our sponsors, Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from the past so you can look rad today with great t-shirt, sweater, and hoodie designs on everything geek chic. Whether you're a fan of old school gaming, anime, 80s cartoons, or you're just weird, find something for you at Shirtosaurus.com. No cheat code required. And Gamefly, with membership options for every budget, plus gifts for gamers of all ages. Gamefly has thousands of titles you can keep as long as you want. When you're done, just send it back with a postage-paid envelope for a new one, or keep it forever and pay a lot less than those in-store prices. Sign up for a free 30-day trial right now using the link at geekcavepodcast.com. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah. So if you didn't get a chance, listen to yesterday's comic episode. And hopefully you'll stick around for tomorrow's movie episode as well. I can tell you it's a banger. But speaking of bangers, Chad.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Demo Derby.
So, played a demo.
Uh-huh.
Bayonetta Origins.
Oh, okay.
Cereza and the Lost Demon, and there is only one way to review this. Let me tell you all a story about a girl named Cereza, the product of forbidden love, so everybody hates her. Before she can become the witch with pistols in her shoes, she's gotta be a girl that gets lost out in the woods. Forbidden woods, that is. Spoopy plants. Well, the problem with Cereza is her teacher is a bitch, never satisfied but always critical of the young witch. Supposed to use her hair, keep the demons under wraps, but in the woods it fails, so the demons and her cat. Stuffed, that is. Toy cat. Yeah. Gift from her mom.
Yeah.
Well, the demo is a novel, so get used to pressing A. Lucky if you buy it, you can carry on your save. It's not a very speedy game, it's actually quite slow. Unless you're into Bayonetta, stick with the demo. It's not bad, see? It's just not for me. Y'all tune in next month, you hear?
Nice.
That was marvelous.
Well done.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I don't know how we're going to top that one, but Justin.
I'm sad that I'm recording remotely because I would have grabbed my jug and blown along with you.
Well, Justin, jug blowing aside, have you been...
and leave his private life out of this, all right?
Have you been spending any time online
lately?
You can
check out my jug blowing skills.
On the Discord.
Reddit, you, what have you been doing there?
Well, as many of you know, I don't get to play many video games, but I do have a wide plethora of knowledge that I think is useful to the gaming community. And so I go to Reddit's Ask Games to find questions that I think deserve a solid, definitive answer in a little segment I like to call...
Ask Justin. The Geek Cave podcast and its associates, including Justin, do not condone the advice given in this segment.
Thank you, Nigel. So, this month's question is, which is better, sleeping dogs or watchdogs?
Ooh.
Neither. You let sleeping dogs lie. They're tired and they need their rest. Watchdogs are working and can't be distracted by your go-get-the-stick BS. Find another kind of dog to play with, y'all, okay?
I vote sleeping dogs. All right, cool. Thank you, Justin. Have you been playing anything else lately?
Surprisingly, yes. I did get another game from Gamefly.
Okay.
That I chose specifically based on the cover art.
Ah, okay.
In a little segment we're calling insert name here that we haven't decided on. So this month's contribution is Astro Aqua Kitty.
Astro Aqua Kitty.
Yeah. And so the cover depicts some rather badass looking cats. Almost in a Star Fox kind of feel.
Oh, okay.
You've got a cat with an eye patch, mostly cybernetic cat, a punk cat, a cat that's in like a Robotech suit sort of thing, you know. And then you get into the gameplay.
Oh, no.
Where you pilot a ship. It is third-person perspective, so you're watching the ship. Think Galaga.
Oh, okay.
But with better graphics, controls that kind of suck, and the cats only pop up in text bubbles, and then that's it. So I don't even know what's going on. They found it. These cats found an asteroid that has liquid water in it, as water tends to be.
Right.
And they're mining it for something I'm not entirely sure, but there's all these little critters you gotta kill, and you can upgrade your ship or not, because pretty much if you just hold down X, you will just get an unending stream of lasers that shoot out. Oh, and to turn the ship around, so you're facing the other way, you gotta hit the L1 button.
Oh, okay, one of those.
Because otherwise you fly backwards, shooting in the direction you're still facing.
So is it like a horizontal shmup, a vertical shmup?
Yes.
Okay.
You go up, down, left, right. You can fly in a circle if you want.
What I mean, is it side-scrolling or is it like 3D or...
Oh, it's side-scrolling. Sorry, okay. It's side-scrolling.
That's what I meant, yeah. What I meant, okay.
You get a side-scroll perspective, but you go up, down, left, right, circles, whatever.
It's a classic shmup.
Yeah, it's a classic shmup. But with not nearly as many Astro Aqua Kitties as I was hoping.
Dang.
So... Nah.
I'm sorry.
But to cleanse my palate from that, I went back and started playing Let's Go Pikachu again on my Switch.
Oh, yeah. The kind of the quasi-remake of Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah. I just caught 2 Snorlaxes.
Nice.
My Ivysaur has evolved into a Venusaur.
That's very handy. I'm glad you went with that. That was my starter usually was the Bulbasaur.
Oh, no. My preferred starter is Squirtle.
Oh, okay.
But because it's a Let's Go Pikachu game, my starter was Pikachu.
Obviously, yeah.
He's at like level 43, so he can take on pretty much anything. By the way,
tank.
He's wearing a little cap and vest like my character, and his name is Sparks McGee.
Sure.
Yeah, it just so happened that my Bulbasaur evolved quicker than everything else, because I've got a Charmeleon and a Wartortle and now a Venusaur, along with... Oh, I got the Pokeball, so I've got Mew as well.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Nice. Well, is it still fun?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of those franchises
Except when I get far enough where I hit trainers that have Pokemon that are stronger than mine, and I keep dying, and I get frustrated.
Well, you just got to grind.
I know. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
But it's still frustrating.
Man, I love me some Pokemon, but the last couple entries on Switch have not been great. Arceus, whatever the hell they call it, and the latest gemstone-based one.
I'm very curious about Scarlet and Violet.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think it's the newest one. It is completely open world.
Yeah.
And your starter Pokemon are a grass cat, a fire crocodile, and a water duck. They are adorable.
Yeah, as starters tend to be.
But apparently there's still a lot of bugs, so I'm waiting for just the right amount of patches to come out before I pull the trigger.
Yeah, Game Freak has really kind of been lazy these past couple of releases for whatever reason. I think because they know they can just slap Pikachu or slap the label Pokemon on anything and it'll sell like crazy.
Pretty much, yeah.
It is far and away Nintendo's most profitable IP. Mm-hmm. And that's not an exaggeration. Even with Mario, Pokemon just dwarfs it money-wise.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. Well, thank you, Justin.
You're welcome.
Chad, any other reviews besides your demo?
I wish I did. But I didn't have time to write any more.
It's a super strong review, though. So, I've got a product review, I've got a review in progress, and I've got our pile of shame. So let's get started with the product review. This is a controller that was sent over to me by the folks at Nixie. I'm holding it up for the guys to see. It looks pretty much exactly like a GameCube controller.
It does.
A little bit fatter. But it also, if I hold this button here...
Hey, Darren, that tends to happen after about 20 years.
Yes, but also, if you'll notice, I can separate it and they become two GameCube-esque Joy-Cons.
Ooh!
That's neat.
Because this is the latest Pro Controller from Nixie called the Wizard, and it is essentially a GameCube controller for your Nintendo Switch.
Nice.
If you attach these Joy-Cons, by the way, to the Switch, it makes it ridiculously long because it's a nice wide controller as is.
Yes.
But the Switch is like ridiculous. They also have interchangeable. I don't know if you remember the GameCube controller. Instead of like a round hole that the joysticks came out of, it was this eight segmented. It's in eight segments.
Like an octagon? Mm-hmm.
Like an octagon. Yes. Thank you. For whatever reason, couldn't think of the word. Well, you can switch these out with more traditional rounded ones. They send you an extra pair. The battery life is really good, and the buttons light up nice, and it feels just like a GameCube controller with a big win button, the big green A button, the yellow right joystick, all that stuff. It has turbo features. You can program a couple of the buttons on the back. It's great. If you haven't used Nixie products before, NYXI, they've got a couple other controllers that I've picked up for the Switch. Really do recommend them. I think you usually have to buy them direct because I'm not... Oh, I think I just turned on my Switch from down here, actually. Because we're in the basement right now. And my controller just buzzed. But yeah, the Nixie Wizard or... I've also got the Athena, which is a white joystick, a joypad that has little... RGB lights that go around the joystick circles that change colors. They're programmable. So, highly recommend it. It's probably the best Pro controller for the Switch, and I'll give you one reason, guys. The joysticks. Hall effect, which means no drifting ever.
Ooh.
Because it doesn't use the same kind of technology that Nintendo's Switch Joy-Cons use. It uses magnets to track the joystick positioning, and therefore, no drifting. So, yeah, if you are in the market for a new Pro controller for your Switch, I do recommend you check out the Nixie Wizard, or basically just Google Nixie GameCube controller, and you will find it there.
I'm looking at their website now. It retails for $69.99, but I get the feeling it's worth every penny of it.
It is absolutely worth every penny, but the Athena is a little bit cheaper, and it's also just as good, so both of those are good choices. I do like the feel of the Wizard a little bit better in my hands. And it'll just clip onto your Switch just like any other Pro controller, any other Joy-Con set would. So that is that. A review in progress. If you watch the latest Deep Cave Plays, you will know that I've had a hard time with some of our NES titles, so I decided to switch things up a bit by playing Death's Door on the PC, also available on the Xbox and the PS5 and the Switch. You play... All right, so are you familiar with games like Hades or... what's another one? Bastion. Those kind of top-down action-adventure
right.
kind of games. Very beautiful art style. You play a crow in the afterlife who has to track down some souls that didn't get where they need to go.
Hmm.
And so it's an action RPG. You know, you get to hack and slash and, you know, dodge roll and you get this little laser bow and arrow. It's cute. It's adorable. You can find the video. By the time this podcast goes up, you can find the video of the Deep Cave Plays on our YouTube channel. But yeah, definitely recommend
Just as a recommendation for later on.
Okay, I'm looking at the Chad pulled up from the Geek Cave Podcast website. Little Kitty Big City, Nintendo Indie World Showcase trailer. You can find that at geekcavepodcast.com.
Yeah.
It's a cat game.
You play a little kitty.
Yep.
That's lost in the big city and has to get home.
Man.
And the little preview there keeps trying to tell you urgently and then shows the cat like playing or carrying fish that it stole down the street.
God.
Or
yeah.
Making friends with other cats.
So, for those who don't know me personally, I have been wanting to get another pet for quite some time. That might have to tide me over. That's why Stray hit me so hard as a game, because I'm just...
I was going to ask, is it a prequel to Stray?
No, it looks like an entirely different art style, different developer. That's coming to Switch next year. Death's Door. Very good. I do recommend it. And if there's nothing further... Kent.
It was created by a madman. Ignored and rejected. Every week it grows. We cannot kill it, for it does not live. Step fast and be wary, or you may fall victim to Darren's Pile of Shame.
Deep breath, my friend. It's okay. You're among good, supportive people.
Remember,
Justin.
Remember in the comics segment how I had a pretty good time?
Yeah,
that's not happening here.
Oh.
Welcome to the year of the NES, where I counted up my NES titles, put them all in a random number generator, that's true, disqualified Mario and Zelda titles, and decided to play one NES game a month from what was left as a way to honor the console that saved the video game industry 40 years ago. And if Knight Rider for the NES had been overhyped to the extent that E.T. for the Atari was, it might have killed video games again.
Come on, it's Rad Racer with guns. How bad could it be?
Look, you can see the Geek Cave plays, but...
All 11 minutes.
Look, I'm not going to make you wait to the end of this review. This game is about driving a car in a first-person perspective while weaving in and out of traffic, but making sure to shoot the red or yellow cars, but not the blue ones, but without getting hit yourself, but without running out of gas, and trying to pretend to give a flying Hasselhoff about the story.
So it's like my Monday morning commute.
Yeah. Something weapons being smuggled across the U.S. I stopped paying attention when the typewriter-style text boxes took a good 2 minutes to get to the story at the start of the game because we had to establish that the protagonist is pissy because he got called in while on vacation to deal with a freaking terrorist attack.
Wait, Michael Knight was pissy or Kit was pissy?
Yes!
Okay.
Now, that would all be fine if the game were, I don't know, actually playable. But the controls just refuse to work, much like I refuse to play the full 76 minutes that it would take to actually beat this game. That's right, I looked it up. It's stupidly hard. You use the up arrow to accelerate, but you can't keep your foot on the gas and steer at the same time because what cars work like that? Your shields are like they're made of paper mache, your machine guns, which, by the way, they're installed on a car that had a whole freaking TV series based on the premise of nonviolence. But the guns are useless. Completely useless. I could do more damage with spit wads. So the laser power-up, that's also useless. And the missiles. It should not take 3 missiles to take out a 1980s sedan. I don't care how evil the driver is. If you want an example of the gameplay, find the Geek Cave Plays video on our YouTube channel, and God bless you for watching it. But I warn you, I only made it about 10 minutes into the actual game before I died for the 4th or 5th time and realized that, you know what, I've got maybe 30, 35 years left of being alive. I don't need to do this.
Ha 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 ha
It gets an F minus, okay? I would give it a lower grade, but somehow I think the people behind it would get some kind of weird sick satisfaction out of a grade that makes no sense. So F minus it is. It's a failure, but worse. And come to think of it, this experiment, this year of the NES has been so janky and so full of disappointment, I'm worried I'm going to give the NES a bad reputation. So starting next month, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give myself a backup title just in case the main pick is bad. So next month's title is, let's see, Popeye. Okay, screw it. We're playing goddamn Mega Man 3.
No, see, I think you should play both.
Oh, I'm going to play both, but I'm telling you right now, you're probably getting a Mega Man 3 review because it's Popeye.
Oh, we're definitely getting a Mega Man 3 review. I've played Popeye.
But I still want you, I still want your feelings on Popeye.
Oh, you'll get my feelings on Popeye.
He's the sailor man, after all.
All right, I need a nap. While I do that, check out our other podcasts, including You Want Me to Watch What and Week 3. You can also check out our YouTube channel for Deep Cave Plays and the return of Retromantics, Justice League, Cosmic Chaos, or whatever the hell the name is. It's up on our YouTube channel. Please donate to our Extra Life effort for CMN Hospitals at deepcavepodcast.com. I can finally announce that we have the first prize announced. You can win a physical copy of Metroid Prime Remastered for the Nintendo Switch,
ooh,
courtesy of Nintendo. That is hard to find in stores, and I also wanted to share this with you guys. We got a card from Riley Children's Foundation for our support from last year, and we got a note inside the card from one of the kids that was helped by our Extra Life funds by donations from people like you. Tate writes, "Thank you for playing games and raising money to help kids like me. I love Extra Life and did my first event this past year. Can't wait to do it again in 2023.
Yay.
So that makes whatever the hell I just sat through worth it. You can also find lots of other stuff at deepcavepodcast.com, including links to our social media channels and much more professionally written stuff than my Knight Rider review. For Kent, Justin, and Chad, I'm Darren. The Hoff is overrated. Mr. Feeney voicing the freaking car was the best thing about the show, and everyone's a geek for something.